الدرس الثالث والعشرون.
Lesson 23.
حامد: يا أستاذ، إن لدي اقتراحا.
Sir, I have a suggestion.
المدرس:
The teacher.
انتظر حتى أطلع على هذا التعميم.
Wait until I read this circular.
بعد قليل.
After a while.
نعم، ما اقتراحك؟
Yes, what is your suggestion?
حامد: إن فصلنا هذا أصبح مزدحما جدا.
This class of ours has become so crowded.
ما رأيك أن ننتقل إلى الفصل الذي في الطابق الثاني؟
What about moving to the class on the second floor?
فإنه خالي الآن.
It is empty now.
المدرس:
The teacher.
إن هذا رأي سديد.
This is a good idea.
سأكلم المدير فيه.
I will talk to the principal about it.
اقرأ الدرس يا مصطفى.
Read the lesson, مصطفى.
المصطفى: بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة.
After استعاذة and بسملة.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن.
O you who believe, avoid much suspicion.
إن بعض الظن إثم.
Indeed, some suspicions are sins.
ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا.
And spy not, nor backbite one another.
أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه؟
Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it.
واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
And fear Allah. Verily, Allah is the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful.
الحجرات 12. المدرس:
The teacher.
نكتفي بهذا الدرس.
This lesson is enough for now.
راجعوا الدروس السابقة واجتهدوا.
Review the previous lessons and work hard.
فقد اقترب الامتحان.
The exam is near.
مختار: كنا نظنه بعيدا.
We thought that it was far off.
فإذا هو قريب.
But to our surprise, it is near.
حامد: متى تنتهي الدراسة يا أستاذ؟
When does the study, meaning the academic year, end, sir?
المدرس:
The teacher.
أظنها تنتهي في منتصف هذا الشهر.
I think it ends in the middle of this month.
مختار: ألنا ممتحنون من خارج المعهد؟
Will we have examiners from outside the institute?
المدرس:
The teacher.
نعم، سيشترك في الاختبار الشفوي ممتحنون من خارج المعهد.
Yes, examiners from outside the institute will participate in the oral exam.
ويليام: أيحق لي أن أدخل في الامتحان؟
Do I have the right to enter, meaning to take the exam?
فقد التحقت متأخرا.
I joined the institute late.
المدرس:
The teacher.
نعم، من التحق قبل الامتحان بشهرين فله حق الدخول في الامتحان.
Yes, whoever has joined 2 months before the exam has the right to take it.
حامد: يا أستاذ، سأغيب غدا وبعد غد.
Sir, I will be absent tomorrow and the day after tomorrow.
فإنني مسافر إلى جدة فأرجو السماح.
As I am traveling to Jeddah, so I hope you give me permission.
المدرس:
The teacher.
ألا بد من هذا السفر؟
Is this trip necessary?
حامد: نعم، والله إني لمضطر إلى ذلك.
Yes, by Allah, I have to make it.
المدرس:
The teacher.
لا بأس.
All right.
إذا مررت بمكتبة هناك فاشتري لي كتابا اسمه المسلمون على مفترق الطرق.
If you pass by a bookstore there, buy me a book entitled Muslims on the Crossroads.
تمارين.
Exercises.
1.
1.
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions.
2.
2.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الواردة فيه من باب افتعل.
Point out all the verbs belonging to bab
افتعل
occurring in the main lesson.
3.
3.
تأمل المثال ثم هات المضارع والأمر واسم الفاعل والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية.
Learn the example, then write the مضارع, the أمر, the اسم الفاعل, and the مصدر of each of the following verbs.
4.
4.
تأمل المثال ثم انقل الأفعال الآتية إلى باب افتعل.
Learn the example, then change the following verbs to bab
افتعل. 5.
5.
تأمل المثال ثم انقل الأفعال الآتية إلى باب افتعل.
Learn the example, then change the following verbs to bab
افتعل. 6.
6.
تأمل المثال ثم انقل الأفعال الآتية إلى باب افتعل.
Learn the example, then change the following verbs to bab
افتعل. 7.
7.
اذكر أصل كل مما يأتي ثم بين بابه.
Write the original form from which each of the following verbs has been derived as shown in the example, and name the bab.
8.
8.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
تأمل المثال ثم أكمل الناقص.
Learn the example, then rewrite the following sentences using bab
افتعل
as shown in the example.
9.
9.
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب افتعل وعين فيها الماضي والمضارع والأمر والمشتقات المختلفة.
Point out the verbs belonging to bab
افتعل
and their derivatives occurring in the following sentences.
10.
10.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
11.
11.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
12.
12.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
أدخل ظن على الجمل الآتية.
Rewrite each of the following sentences using the form of
ظن
indicated therein.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
أدخل ظن ثم أن على الجمل الواردة في التمرين السابق.
Rewrite it again using
أن
after
ظن. 13. هات جمع الأسماء الآتية.
Give the plural of each of the following nouns.
14.
14.
هات مضارع الأفعال الآتية.
Give the مضارع of each of the following verbs.
15.
15.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
16.
16.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
صغ صيغة فعال فعيل فعول من هذه الأفعال.
Derive the intensive form of ism al-fa'il on the pattern of
فعال فعيل فعول
from the verbs given with each of them. Review. In this lesson, we learn the following. 1. Bab.
اشتعل.
In this bab, I, or kasra, is added before the first radical, and ta after it. افتعل. For example,
نظر انتظر.
He waited. Note that this is not bab
انفعل
because the noon is the first radical in this verb, and the ta is extra.
محن امتحن.
He examined. The extra ta changes to
دال
or
طاء
as explained below. A. If the first radical is
ذال زاي دال
the extra
تاء
changes to
دال.
For example,
دعا
becomes
ادعى.
He claimed. For
ادعى ذكر
becomes
اذ ذكر.
He remembered. For
اذ ذكر
with the assimilation of
ذال
to
ذال
the form
اذ ذكر
also becomes
اذ ذكر. زحم
becomes
ازدحم.
For
ازدحم.
B. If the first radical is
صاد ضاد طاء ظاء
the extra
ت
changes to
ط.
For example,
صبر
becomes
اصطبر.
He had patience. For
استبر. ضرب
becomes
اضطرب.
He was in the state of unrest. For
اضطرب. طلع
becomes
اطلع.
He knew. For
اطلع. ظلم
becomes
اظطلم.
He put up with wrong. For
اظتلم.
If the first radical is wow, it gets assimilated to the extra ta. For example,
وحد
becomes
اتحد.
It was united. For
اتحد. وقع
becomes
اتقى.
He feared. He protected himself. For
اتقى.
The مضارع the
حرف المضارعة
takes فتح. For example,
انتظر ينتظر.
He waits.
ابتسم يبتسم.
He smiles.
استمع يستمع
He listens
اختار
He selected
يختار
He selects for
يختير
The amr After the omission of the
حرف المضارعة
The verb commences with a second letter. So همزة التواصل is to be prefixed. For example,
تنتظر, انتظر.
The مصدر. It is on the pattern of
افتعال.
For example,
انتظار.
Waiting.
اجتماع.
Gathering.
اختيار.
Selection.
التقاء.
Meeting for
التقاء.
The اسم الفاعل and the اسم المفعول. These are formed by replacing the
حرف المضارعة
with مو. The second radical takes كسرة in the اسم الفاعل and فتحة in the اسم المفعول. For example,
يمتحن
He examines
ممتحن
Examiner
ممتحن
One who is examined In the مضاعف and the أجوب verbs, both the اسم الفاعل and the اسم المفعول have the same form. For example,
يشتق
He derives
مشتق
which stands for
مشتقق
for the اسم الفاعل and
مشتقق
for the اسم المفعول. In the same way from
يختار
he selects
مختار
which stands for
مختير
for the اسم الفاعل and
مختير
for the اسم المفعول. The noun of place and time. It is the same as اسم المفعول. For example,
مجتمع
society, literally place of gathering.
الملتزم
place of embracing. It is the name given to the part of the Kaaba which lies between the black stone and the door, because it is sunnah to embrace this part. 2. As in bab,
إن فعل,
the hamzatul wasl is omitted in this bab also, when hamzatul istifham is prefixed to the verb. For example,
انتظرتني,
did you wait for me? For
انتظرتني.
In the Quran, chapter 37, verse 153,
أصطفى البنات على البنين.
Has he preferred daughters to sons? 3. We have learnt
إذا,
meaning if or when, in lesson 14. It is also used to express surprise. On hearing a knock at the door, you go out expecting to see your old friend. But lo and behold, you find a policeman waiting for you. To express this unexpected turn of events, you use
إذا الفجائية
إذا of surprise. For example,
خرجت فإذا شرطي بالباب.
I went out, and to my surprise, there was a policeman at the door. If one of us throws his walking stick, nothing happens except that its position changes from vertical to horizontal. But when Musa,
عليه السلام,
dropped his stick, something unexpected happened. It turned into a snake. The Quran uses إذا of surprise to express this event.
فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين
So he dropped his stick and to their surprise, it was a snake visible.
ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين.
And he drew his hand from his bosom, and to their surprise, it was white to the beholders. Chapter 7, verses 107 and 108. Two things should be noted here. A
ف
is usually prefixed to
إذا.
B, the مبتدأ occurring after either of surprise may be indefinite. For example,
دخلت الغرفة فإذا حية على السرير.
I entered the room, and to my shock and surprise, there was a snake on the bed. 4. The verb
ظن
takes two objects which are originally مبتدأ and خبر. For example,
الامتحان قريب. أظن الامتحان قريبا.
I think the examination is near. Here,
الامتحان
is the first object, and
قريبا
is the second.
المدير يأتي غدا. أظن المدير يأتي غدا.
I think the headmaster is coming tomorrow. Here,
المدير
is the first object, and the sentence
يأتي غدا
is the second object, and it is
في محل نصب. ظن
may be followed by
أن
or
أن.
For example, A.
الامتحان سهل. أظن أن الامتحان سهل.
I think the examination is easy. Here,
الامتحان
is اسم إن, and
سهل
is خبر إن. In the Quran, chapter 41, verse 22,
ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون.
But you thought that Allah does not know much of what you are doing. B.
يرسب أحمد.
Ahmed will fail.
ما ظننت أن يرسب أحمد.
I did not think that Ahmed would fail. In the Quran, chapter 18, verse 35.
قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
He said, I do not think that all this will ever perish. 5. We say,
دخلت البيت, المسجد, الغرفة.
But
دخلت في الامتحان, في الإسلام.
Meaning, if what you enter is a place like a house or a mosque, don't use
في.
Otherwise, use
في.
In the Quran,
ودخل جنته.
And he entered his garden, chapter 18, verse 35. But
ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم,
and faith has not yet entered into your hearts. Chapter 49, verse 14. We have both these usages in
فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي.
So enter among my servants and enter my paradise. Chapter 89, verses 29 and 30. 6. We have learnt
اسم الفاعل
in lesson 4. Now we learn the pattern
فعال,
which denotes intensity in the ism al-fa'il. For example,
غافر,
one who forgives, and
غفار,
one who forgives much,
رازق,
one who provides, and
رزاق
One who provides much.
آكل
One who eats. And
أكال
One who eats much. There are four other forms which denote intensity. These are A.
فعيل
For example,
عليم
One who knows much.
سميع
One who hears much. B.
فعول
For example,
غفور
One who forgives much.
شكور
One who thanks much.
عبوس
One who frowns much.
أكول
One who eats much. C.
فاعل
For example,
حذر
Very cautious. D.
مفعال
For example,
معطاء
One who gives much. These five patterns are called
صيغ مبالغة اسم الفاعل
Patterns denoting intensity in the اسم الفاعل 7
لا بد من الاختبار
One must take the test. It literally means
There is no escape from the test.
Here
لا
is
لا النافية للجنس
which we have learnt in lesson 21. If a مصدر مؤول is used,
من
may be omitted. For example,
لا بد أن تكتب له.
You must write to him.
لا بد أن نسافر.
We must travel.
لا بد أن تتعلموا تشغيل الحاسوب.
You must learn how to operate the computer.